Before the start of the 2012 football season, the Southeastern Conference added two new schools, the Texas A&M Aggies and the Missouri Tigers. And each of these schools found immediate success, as the Aggies had the Heisman Trophy winner that year. And the Tigers have already won two division titles. Well, just like the inclusion of these two schools into the SEC, the FFA too merged with another organization 50 years ago. Before this start of the FFA in the early 1920s, when it was first in its very beginnings, Dr. H.O. Sargent, who was a U.S. Department of Education employee, realized a need for a youth leadership organization in segregated schools. Together with the help of G.W. Owens and J.R. Thomas, teacher educators at Virginia State College, Dr. Sargent proposed the New Farmers of America. This organization was quite similar to the FFA. They too had a creed with six I believes, they wore corduroy jackets that were black, and their emblem featured only one difference, the outline of a bowl of cotton instead of an ear of corn. At first, they held three regional conferences each year, but in 1935, they held their first national convention in Tuskegee, Alabama. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from the fourth paragraph of the NFA creed. I believe that the life of service is the life that counts, that happiness endures to mankind when it comes from having helped lift the burdens of others. When schools were desegregated in 1964, the decision was made for the FFA and the NFA to merge. And at the National FFA Convention in 1965, the two organizations became one. Today, we celebrate 50 years of unity. And we have two very special guests with us. We have Major General Arnold Fields and Dr. Connie Baggett, both former NFA members, here at the National FFA Convention to help us celebrate those 50 years of unity.
I would just like to say greetings from the Pleasant Grove High School New Farmers of America chapter many, many years ago. And at this chapter is where we started to learn our first leadership activities and leadership skills. And we competed in many activities, many contests. And one contest that I competed in was the quartet. So I'm going to try to sing this song, New Farmers for about the New Farmers of America. It's called the NFA Boys Are We. So bear with me, it's been a long time. And I'll sing it without music, a cappella. NFA Boys Are We, happy as can be, Raleigh, Charlie, the NFA Boys Are We. You can tell by the light of the moon that the NFA is in bloom. Raleigh, Charlie, the NFA boys are we. I used to live in the city, rise by the clock's alarm, but now I moved to the country and bought myself a little farm. Oh, the cows in the pasture, they go moo, and the rooster on the fence, he go cock-a-doodle-a-declare. All the bucks in the oven, I wish you had some of them, cock-a-doodle-a-declare. All the lasses in the place, sup up and up the lake, cock-a-doodle-a-declare. If you could be with the NFA boys, how happy you would be, oh, you would. Well, I got it out.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I was sitting in the bleachers over there, and as I looked down across the audience, I saw all the delegates there, and I saw the sign for North Carolina, and I said, yay! But I also saw the sign for Pennsylvania. Yay! And I bring up both of these states because I was born and reared in North Carolina. My high school was Pleasant Grove in Sampson County, North Carolina. And one of the prominent high schools there now is Hopton High School. So got some Hopton folks here. Great, great. But as I was thinking also, where we first began to receive our basic leadership experience was through the New Farmers of America. It was the first times that I got to leave my county, got to go to the state level and participate in leadership activities and competition the same way you are, have done here today and at your local high schools. So it's a great experience that New Farmers of America gave me and something that I've taken with me up until this particular time. Right now, I work at the Pennsylvania State University as an associate professor and director of graduate education and extension education. So these kinds of experience that I learned first in New Farmers of America, just as you are learning in FFA today, has lasted a long time. And I hope I'm not taking too much time because we do have Major General Fields, so I don't want to take up too much of his time. But since he's not, oh, he is here. I'll turn it over to the general. Thank you.
Give me that old NFA spirit. Give me that old NFA spirit. Give me that old NFA spirit. It's good enough for me. It was good for our advisors. It was good for our advisors. It was good for our advisors. It's good enough for me. Give me that old NFA spirit. Give me that old NFA spirit. Give me that old NFA spirit. It's good enough for me. It was good for our dear parents. It was good for our dear parents. It was good for our dear parents. It's good enough for me.
Good afternoon, FFA members, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very honored and privileged to share this stage this afternoon with Dr. Baggett, one of my fellow former NFA members. And I know that as I stand here today, I am on the shoulders of many who preceded me and who led me to wherever it is that I find myself today and with which I am very pleased. As I look back on my life, my career, my association with NFA as well as FFA, I think of my parents first, who taught me the initial way, who supported my activities with NFA, and who supported me throughout their lives until this day or until their passing on. I think of my advisor, Norman F. Brown, Mr. Norman F. Brown, who facilitated my access to university, who helped me to gain a scholarship that really set the conditions really for the rest of my life. And I wish to thank at this moment FFA organization for setting aside this moment of this 88th annual convention to commemorate and I would say to celebrate the merger of FFA and NFA in 1965. It is an extraordinary honor for me to be here with you at this extraordinary convention, thanks to these national FFA officers and to all of the leaders who have brought them along to facilitate this occasion. Good afternoon.
That was amazing. Thank you, gentlemen, both so much for making the trip up here to share in the excitement of our convention. Thank you so much for what you did during your NFA careers. And thank you for what you've done throughout your careers after your time in the NFA to show us what it looks like to live that life of service, that life that counts. From the bottom of our hearts, it means the most to us that you came to celebrate with us today. And thank you very much, each of you, for everything that you have done.
Thank you, sir.
FFA members and guests, please join me in thanking Dr. Connie Baggett and Major General Arnold Fields one last time.